USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. economy shrank for the second quarter in a row, the definition of recession, as the housing market buckled under rising interest rates and high inflation is seriously harming business and consumer spending. Although the White House is tiptoeing around the word recession, Americans are flabbergasted at the cost of everything. Janet Yellen shortly after the Commerce Department's recessionary GDP report Thursday.
But definitely the real data, to my mind, show that there is a slowdown in progress.
Heavy rains were causing flooding across the Appalachia as floodwaters in Kentucky that have killed at least 8 people continued to rise overnight. The jet stream has carried the monsoonal moisture from Southern California to Pennsylvania. Heavy flooding was seen in Las Vegas, Nevada, and St. Louis, Missouri overnight. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The United States and Russia continue to talk prisoner swap.
A former Marine from Texas who served nearly 3 years in a Russian prison before he was freed in a prison swap this spring stated that he is, quote, cautiously optimistic that a similar deal can be worked out in the cases of two other Americans currently detained in Russia.
If the Russians are, you know, not idiots, then I think that they will accept that deal. And I would be optimistic. I would be cautiously optimistic, but I would be optimistic.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken announced this week that the U.S. has offered Russia a proposal to bring WNBA star Brittney Griner and former Marine Paul Whelan home. The White House would not confirm details of the proposal. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Americans continue to be lectured by Washington, D.C. and reminded we're not in a recession. President Biden denying a recession due to low unemployment numbers is hogwash. So says former White House trade advisor Peter Navarro on Newsmax last night.
Here's the problem we're in. On the one hand, they're saying there's no recession. But on the same day they're saying that, they're passing yet another Keynesian fiscal stimulus bill. And what's the over-under on Joe Manchin in West Virginia getting a disproportionate share of that to bring him on board? You know the answer to that. And on the same time, they're engaging in contractionary monetary policy by raising interest rates, which is going to exacerbate the recession. And there's no recognition that what we are really in is stagflation brought about by structural problems, many of them policy-induced. And at the top of my list is the attack on energy. We've lost our strategic energy dominance.
More than 9 months after Iraq voted in its October 2021 parliamentary elections, political leaders have failed to form a government. Having lost their patience, demonstrators, mostly supporters of Shia leader al-Sadr, stormed the Iraqi parliament on Wednesday to protest against corruption and one of the candidates running for prime minister, Mohammed Shia al-Sadani, a former minister and ex-provisional governor, is the pro-Iran pick for premier. Al-Sadr has rejected his candidacy. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.